case, a large volume of shattered fragments went back toward my spinal cord. It was definitely not a good picture. As if I were in a bad dream gone rogue, I woke up the next morning with a host of neurological symptoms, including several different types of pain, varying degrees of numbness, tingling, and some loss of feeling in my legs, and some sobering difficulties in controlling my movements. So after I had all the blood tests, x-rays, CAT scans, and MRIs at the hospital, the orthopedic surgeon showed me the results and somberly delivered the news. In order to contain the bone fragments that were now on my spinal cord, I needed surgery to implant a Harrington rod. That would mean cutting out the back parts of the vertebrae from 2 to 3 segments, above and below the fractures, and then screwing and clamping 2 12-inch stainless steel rods along both sides of my spinal column. Then they'd scrape some fragments off my hip bone and paste them over the rods. It would be a major surgery, but it would mean I'd at least have a chance to walk again. Even so, I knew I'd probably still be somewhat disabled